Okay, welcome on this Wednesday evening service. Since it's service, I welcome all servers, which we are all this beautiful people taking care of this beautiful community and being in this sacred valley, caring for the physical, but also caring for the non-physical. I sense a strong atmosphere rising, getting more powerful in this cycle. How is your experience in that? Do you recognize that? Like this Sunday service, the music and the performance art expression. Whoa. That was so strong. And that tells something. To me, it doesn't only tell that a few people did a good job with more perfection. No, it tells that there's an atmosphere that carries and brings together what is emerging. And then things go effortless and there's more beauty and more power. So this evening, my intention is to continue and enhance that process through each of our responsibility. Now, that can be a heavy word on your shoulders, but responsibility in the sense of taking care of beauty is a quite joyful and light thing. And it's a matter of consciousness, because we are taking care of the garden of consciousness. Since the things in the physical emerge from that realm of intention, and we have the privilege and also the experience and the knowledge to work and do our magic in that field of attention. So tonight, I like to go on that journey together. And there will be sharing, but there will be also some movement physically, especially because there's a place in the midst that invites for coming closer, moving around it, and working with that center. In the last Sunday service, that message of gravity, the Son of Suns, was strong. And what brings us here together is that center of gravity, our shared intention. But not only the shared intention, but that connection between heaven and earth, which is here in our midst, and which is in each of us, which can be almost the same. I built an altar, and that altar represents that center of gravity. It's the altar in the Temple of Light. It is that what is the most sacred and precious in your heart, which can be different for different people. But something brings us together, so there's something we all share in that center. It's a connection between heaven and earth, that pillar of light. It's a tree of life. It's a sun cross, the vertical axis of the sun cross, which is not only a tool for individual work, but also for collective work. And I have been dwelling on what the essence of center is, and I like to share two things that I saw happening in my environment. One was in the front office, Erika with Rain, and that beautiful baby radiating, the women gathered around it, like, oh, yeah. There was one strong, powerful circle, and I came in, and just what slipped out of my words was, this is the center of the universe, because that baby was source. She was radiating, and it changed the atmosphere. It brought people together. Another one was the, what's the name of these birds? These birds that gather in the trees. Starlings, yeah, thank you. The starlings. They gather in the trees around noon somewhere and in the evening against sunset, in a certain rhythm of the day. And I ask myself, all these birds together that find, come together as one body, but still find their own place on every branch. And what brings them together? Beep, 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 all this noise they make, they communicate, they share information. Something centers them. And maybe you know the phenomenon that these birds, I think starlings do that too. They go in these big clouds and they make this beautiful pattern as one body. Do you know that experience? It's an amazing thing. They spiral, murmuration, thank you. Yeah. And that is beauty. And that comes from creation through that collective body. And what do they find together? What do they give? And what do they receive in that space? And they receive information, according to biologists, you know, that's an opportunity to make love with each other and or to protect and to share information about food. But then on a certain moment, they go all their own direction to their own nest, to their own work, their own place of food. And then I reflected on what is for us the place of gathering, where we receive and give. And Sunday service is such a place, or Wednesday evening service is such a place. And there are more places like that, but these are strong places where our substance gathered and where we create together. We create around that place of gravity that radiates according to the law of attraction. But also we give. By giving to that center, we enhance the power, and through that we create a stronger coherence, a stronger atmosphere in our community. So far my meditations. Tonight we will do some sharing on the level of spiritual intimacy, and we will move also around the altar and to and from the altar. And just realize this altar has a certain form, but this altar is for you what is for you most sacred and precious. So don't get lost in the form, but get lost in your own center. Because that center is the place of being. That's the place of the one who dwells. It's the place of collective being. So, are you in for this? Yeah? Okay. Do you allow me to lead a guided meditation? No, then you wait outside there. And we call you in afterwards. Okay. So to start that what we will share, I would love to move together in a shared meditation. So, and we will use the physical body as the doorway to the inner landscape. As soon as you feel your own physical, you are in the inner realm already. So if you feel comfortable, close your eyes, sit in a way that you are supported by the chair, and that the spine is upright so that we are this vertical axis and allowing to move what wants to move between heaven and earth. We move to the place of the garden of consciousness. That place where subtle and big power is moving. And when you move inside in your inner realm, you may even see it visually as a garden, your inner garden. Or you may experience it just as your field of your daily life, of this day and the last days. What is moving there in your feeling and mental realm? And take some time and allow that was what has been moving your consciousness. Find its place in that inner realm, in your inner garden. And see what it was that draw your attention the most. And then see what is the most sacred and precious to you. That where the call is coming from. There where the greatest love is dwelling. There where the clearest consciousness is dwelling. Be aware what it is that was in the center in this last day. Was it this most precious, sacred, loving center of your being? Or were it other things that were in the center? And then, this is a moment of choice to bring in the center that what is the most precious, and to ignore for this moment that which was bullying or distracting you or taking too much place in the realm of daily experiences, which is natural, which is okay. But in this moment of choice, you can bring in the center of your garden that which is most sacred and precious. And you may even visually see it as your sacred, secret inner garden. And you may even see what is in the center of it. In the realm of metaphors, symbols, which are real. And then take a little time to move your consciousness around its center so that it can grow and magnify and that it can show more of itself, which is about true purpose, about that's what's calling, about that what's centering, about that what is being. There where the greatest love dwells. There where the mind expands and opens up. There where you feel that you expand in your inner landscape. Free as the eagle. There where beauty is created from that place. And when you allow and receive that what is in your heart and highest mind, you think about what is it that you may share. Share with a sister or brother in this community. Share as a gift of love, in which you always have your own privacy and boundaries. But in the same time, that gift of love is sharing, giving of self. And giving of self is finding more of self. Losing yourself is finding yourself. So prepare yourself in the sense of sharing the gift of what is sacred and precious to you, as far as you want to share that. And also prepare yourself of allowing to receive what will be given to you by one of your sisters and brothers in this community. This is part of the beautiful tapestry between us. And then make yourself ready to come out of your inner garden. And when you're ready to open your eyes, stay for 60% inside, in that realm of consciousness, and 40% outside. And then when you're ready, I will introduce a way of sharing that we gonna do now. So this will be a kind of meditative evening, but there will be some physical movement too, to ground things in the physical, to make them real. And what we're going to do, we're going to share in couples. So there will be a person A and a person B. And in the sharing, it is important that when there is a pause, that we don't start the regular socializing, but that we stay in silence to have in this evening these moments of deeply listening to what is moving inside. So there will be sharing, it will be silence. Choose a person A and a B. Yes, stay, don't go too far out of the circle. We are not ready yet for that. Yeah? Yeah. Okay. So, person A, and I will model how we can work. Person A will move to the altar and gift your gift there to the altar. What is it that you want to offer to the center of your own being and to the center of the gravity and the center of this community? Without words. Yeah. And after that, you come back, person A, and you will share what is this precious space in you, that place of beauty, as far as you want to share that. And then we can share. And of course, if you work all together to the center, it will be pretty crowded. So we go in a rhythm as we want to go. And the people, numbers A, you do what is most comfortable for you, but there is a space for physical expression. Yeah? Okay. Let's start. We take 5 minutes for this, and I ring the chime. A shares with B. And in the second row, when after the chime, we turn roles. Thank you for moving in that space together. And even on this moment, it's good to know that you're weaving magic in the non-physical realm. And through that, from that garden of consciousness, creating and sharing in the outer realm, through which we create that tapestry of connection. So we're going to move, change roles. So the person B has the opportunity to move to the altar, give your gift, what you want to share to that center of gravity in our community and to that most sacred space inside and outside yourself. And then come back and connect with person A and share, give your gift of love and understanding. Okay. Person B. Thank you for sharing beauty and finding that place of spiritual intimacy. Yeah, let's come back in the circle. I'm thinking about some work in the spiritual outreach team where we spoke about interfaith activities. And one of the spiritual leaders in that field said, after the Cold War, there comes the war between cultures and religions. And somehow that's happening. But something else is also happening. There's a lot of awakening and a lot of meeting each other in the central place according to the golden rule. That's what we are doing here. If we can do it from each our own field of reality and experience, which is deeply anchored in the heart, so that's a vulnerable place, when we can share that with each other, and are able to be immersed in the experience of the other person without fear to lose anything of yourself, then we expand, and that's a very rich experience. An experience I had personally with a Muslim healer in a total traditional Muslim community. I was fully accepted and emerged and supported with healing work. Same with the Hindu. The same with Chinese culture. So that's what we are doing together. And when we can do that together, to be emerged in each other's experience and finding more center in that and finding our shared center, then we can bring it to the world. And that's what we are doing. That's our mission. So, what's next? That's a little bit more challenging from my perspective, but I think it's nice to do that. And that will be a collective experience. And what we will do, we will gather all in the east, which is this direction where the sun rises above Rimrock. Every time of the year, a little bit different space, but it's roughly in that direction. So we will all gather here, and we will face the east. We will salute the rising sun, the sun of suns, the source of love, wisdom, and life. And with that, receive and meet the sun in each our hearts. And then we will turn around to the altar, and we will chant. And I will ask David to lead the chanting, if you're okay with that, David. With an om or anything else that you feel that is appropriate on this moment. And then we will move in a circle around the altar. A little bit in a good connected rhythm, yeah, not running fast. And we do that three times, two times, with keeping the om going, and one time in silence. blessing the altar in a way that your heart tells you to do that. So we will start gathering here, facing the east. And I will guide the process. Then we face the west and the altar. And then we move three times in a circle around the altar, which is a powerful way of blessing that center of gravity and giving our power to it so that it will give its power back to us on moments we expect the least. And after that, we will gather in a circle again and we will do some sharing. Okay. Let's gather here at this site.
Let's move the chairs a little bit at the sides.
And when we stand here as this beautiful community in this sacred valley, in this 74 years old community that's holding that powerful spirit that keeps moving and moving, touching the world, and we face that place where the sun is rising above Rimrock. And there are these three electricity or telephone poles which look like crosses. And that was amazing to me. And that sun is the sun of suns. And when we feel that sun rising, we let that power touch our hearts and awaken that sun in our hearts, in the area of the thymus, so that we can feel the warmth receiving and radiating. And then let's turn around to the altar. And give our love to that place, which is just a metaphor for the intention that we share, the vision that we share, the love that we share. For the one source, for the one who dwells on that place and in each of our hearts. And we give and receive as one moment, as one movement, knowing that we are loved, and in that love we love. And I ask David to start the chanting. David, can you lead the circle around the altar? Yeah, two clockwise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we keep moving in a circle. In thankfulness, we give and receive, knowing what is in the center of our being and in the center of our loving community. So, let's move to our chairs. Thank you for offering your gift and for receiving. Moving together on this grand journey we are on as pioneers, creating the new culture between us and as a gift to this world, which is not a small thing. Okay, I'm going to pass the mic for a little bit sharing of experience. And then, let's say three of them, and then I would like to go through the circle, the whole circle, to give one word in which you give your blessing to the Gravity Center, to the heart of this community, as something that you want to carry through the days and the weeks in consciousness, weaving the magic in our collective garden. So three sharings, and then we go through the circles with one word, which you bless the Gravity Center of our community, the heart of our community, as something you will carry with you in consciousness, as a steward of the garden, as a gardener. Okay.
Thank you. That was a beautiful experience. And just want to share, I had the pleasure and honor of walking behind a scene of sisters supporting sisters. And it was sacred.
I have to agree, and I will admit, at first, I was a little, what are we doing this for? This is silly. This is just weird. What is Root doing? And then the minute I dropped into it, it was like teleported, poof, to someplace crazy. And then I added the other two sisters' energy onto that. Mind-blowing. Thank you.
When I initially approached the altar, the word radiance came to me, and it reminded me of an experience I had earlier in the day of showing off this incredible amaryllis plant. Linda Moore gave me this bulb for Christmas, and I planted it about a week later, and I've been watering it just very slightly every day, and all of a sudden in the last 3 days, it just shot up, and this beautiful, radiant, orange-red flower opened up at the top of a stem that was about 18 inches high. And it just reminded me of the vertical connection. As long as I maintain that vertical axis within myself, that spiritual axis, what a beautiful flower, what an amazing creation can emerge from that. So if any of you would like to come by and see it, but I understand Roshan is putting it on the kiosk.
Terry, keep the from your place through the circle with one word expressing your blessing to the Gravity Center. Part of our community, something you will carry with you for the weeks, weaving magic in the inner garden, with your feet.
Creation.
Conduit.
Unconditional.
The heart.
Focus.
Grace.
Right action.
Compassion.
Love.
Share.
Forgiveness.
Expansion.
Gratitude. Humility.
Holiness.
Complementation. Presence.
Beholding. True seeing.
Patience.
Absoluteness.
Sacredness.
Presence.
Transformation. Confidence.
Joy.
Forgiveness.
Assurance.
Beauty.
Rising.
Purity.
Truth.
Lineage. I will proclaim that there is a living center to this community. And it's a living embodiment of all that's come to us from out of the past. And it's the beginning place for our tomorrows. It contains our story. And we, in a very special way, find each other in that place.
Enjoy your evening and have a beautiful week carrying this beauty with you. Thank you all.